Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's our coach's song. Sirianni. We'll hear from him coming up in a couple minutes. He was on with Joe and John this morning, including being asked about A.J. Brown. Latest on that situation. There is another element to the A.J. Brown thing that...
What you got?
Well, it's just flying under the radar. Like, is he going to be ready for the next game? How serious is that hamstring injury? I mean, he didn't practice all last week. We all are going to hope, and I think that was when the reporting came out on Sunday. You know, the Eagles are unlikely to trade A.J. Brown, all that, blah, 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 and they hope to have him back on the field on the next game against the Green Bay Packers. Shoe, I would hope he is, because if he's not, that would mean this thing is a little more serious than we thought.
Pardon my ignorance, but didn't he have something to deal with his hamstring early in the season?
Yes, all summer he missed, and then he played the first game but didn't look right.
Yeah, so maybe this is something that's lingering a little bit.
Probably is.
You know, so that's a good question. I think, you know, with the fact that this has been something that he's been dealing with for a while, it's kind of hard to say. It really is.
Let me throw this out, because there's a lot of people today that obviously don't want to think about this the way you and I are thinking about it here, right? Like, we're open to listening, and it's on the table that I would trade him in next week. Again, I'm not trying to trade him. I'm not saying I want to dump him for a fifth-round pick, but if I get a big offer, I would move off him, you know, in the next week. What is everyone's expectations for A.J. Brown the rest of the season? Because we talk about A.J. Brown a certain way, but we haven't seen that version A.J. Brown in most games this year. He was really good against the Vikings. He obviously had the big second half against the Rams, but the numbers are the numbers, right? He hasn't dominated like he has in years past. He has a second hamstring injury of the season, a knee he had to have drained during Super Bowl week last year, hamstring last year. What is it like for all the people out there that would not trade A.J. Brown, would even consider it? What do we think we're getting out of this guy in the second half of the season? Or is he going to morph back into the A.J. Brown that we talk about, or is this what he is this year?
Well, I don't think this is what he is this year,
okay.
And I don't expect 1,400-yard season A.J. Brown. But, like, that's okay, and that's not reason enough for me to want to move off the guy just because he's not going to be top two, top
three
receiver.
He can still like, give you 1,000 yards, though. I think he can still.
Sure. I mean, he at the end of the day, he'll be a contributor to the offense and an upgrade over whatever else we'd have here at the wide receiver position if he wasn't here. Like, it's that simple to me. Like, he makes the wide receiver group better. He makes the offense better. That's all I need to know.
I'm not sure he's getting to 1,000 yards. He's a 395. He'll play his next game, we think, on November 10th.
It's not really the yardage that matters to me.
And
a lot of that's due to just the fact that he's missing time. Mm-hmm. And he had a rough start to the season. I don't care about that. I worry about what he contributes in terms of the rest of the season, the postseason, you know, taking defenders off of Devontae, taking defenders out of the run game, stuff like that. Like, A.J. is just a force.
His presence. It's a presence thing. I get that. If you ask me right now, is he going to play at a super high level the rest of the year? I don't have conviction that's yes. I think it's going to be more like we've seen, which is maybe once every few games, Hugh, he has a big game like Minnesota or the Rams, but there's going to be games where it's like there's three targets and 25 yards. That's been a lot of this season.
Yeah, and I think part of that is the reason why AJ's a little frustrated is because offense has shifted a little bit. You know, we're more run-centric more so than we've been in the last couple of years. And I think that's probably a little bit frustrating. And this is one of those things, Joe, where your offensive opportunities are few and far between.
Right.
And you want to be in a position where you can be successful having them. Because we talked about Schmitty last week, had what, 9 catches for like 80-something yards or something like that.
So Minnesota was 9 for 183. This past game, it was 6 for 80-something?
Something like that.
Yeah.
So you see, that's efficient. You know, that's pretty efficient for a receiver. You know, when you talk about the yardage per catches and all this other stuff. And for AJ, it hasn't really worked out that way. So that's where I think the frustration lies, is because we become a run team, right? And the offensive plays are more geared towards the run, so the passing plays are more crucial, if you will. You got to take full advantage of the ones that you get. And AJ hasn't had a chance to maximize those.
Well, no, and it hasn't happened enough.
I just think if we thought it was a struggle to get the run game going with AJ Brown out there.
But we just ran it without him.
Well, I get that. But, like, one, it was the Giants.
Yeah, that's the reality of the situation.
Like, a lot of it comes down to, do you expect that to be more the norm, or the first 7 weeks of the season to be more the norm, which is probably where I more lean to. And if we think that it was a struggle with AJ out there doing that, it's not going to get easier.
I also wonder what they want to be. I mentioned this a lot yesterday. They ran a lot of formations with 6 offensive linemen, 2 receivers on the field. You know, that's a different kind of offense, even than last year. Last year was 3 wides, shotgun, you know, the RPO kind of stuff with Jalen and Saquon. They looked like a 1990s offense, and it worked. I'm not knocking it.
But even then, they still had A.J. Brown and Devontae to help win a Super Bowl.
It did. But, is this going to get better or is it going to get worse? They have one opportunity here to listen to offers. That's till next Tuesday. After that, it's everything is shelved until the offseason, and we got to deal with, like...
Could the passing offense be worse?
Well, it's been better the last 4 weeks. Some with him, some without him.
I agree. But if we're to think that rock bottom was early in the season with that, you should expect it to get better. At least be better than it was the first part of the season.
It could be. We realize the other part of this is his behavior, his attitude. Once next Tuesday passes, there's no recourse, guys. It's over. Like, he's here for good and for bad, right? For better or for worse, if we're talking about vows, until the offseason. So we got to deal with everything that comes with the good, which is a lot with him. He's a good player. And the not so good. Let's grab Chuck in Mount Airy. What's up, Chuck?
Chuck.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW. Birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yo, Julio, what's the dealio here?
Chuck, what's up?
Hey, man, listen, as far as AJ go, right, I wouldn't want to trade him right now. You know what I mean? He's going to get traded at the end of the season, but I just don't think it'll benefit us to trade him right now. I mean, unless the Patriots giving up, Christian Gonzalez or somebody like that. You know what I mean? That could help the second.
Well, that would be a big one. Yeah, if we got him or a Sauce Gardner kind of guy from the Jets, that would
impact. I heard Sauce Gardner, somebody was saying.
Yeah, that would pique my interest. But they probably won't offer that kind of stuff.
Why would the Jets want AJ Brown?
Exactly. I mean, they're not going to utilize
AJ Brown. I'm just talking about good corners.
They want Tanner McKee before they want AJ.
Sure, they could have McKee and an AJ. Yep, sure.
Hey, listen, the Sixers, man, I just want to give a shout-out to the Sixers, man. They fun to watch, man. Like, they are so fun to watch. That block shot yesterday by VJ, and then Maxey went and grabbed it and took it to the other side of to the basket. Man, I was hyped. I mean, that was the first time I've been hyped like that in a long time. And I almost listen, I don't want Joel to play tonight. Like, I'm dreading him playing tonight. Like, seriously, because I love the way this team run up and down the court, man. And I hope he do play, though, and play well, because he'll be an easier trade, trade pick,
trade piece.
Yes.
Yeah, trading piece. Yeah, during February.
Oh, I got you.
It'd be an easier trading piece. I thank you. I appreciate that, man. I'm kind of discombobulated.
No, that's all right. That block last night, when Edgecombe rose up and grabbed it and knocked it away from behind, it reminded me of young Dwayne Wade. I mean, his athleticism is awesome.
Yeah, and Ike said his comp was Iguodala. He's a way better player than Andre Iguodala. Like, hey, come on, man. You know, Ike, my God, come on, that's a bad comp, man. This dude reminds me of VJ reminds me of Dwayne Wade, a young Wade, like you said, or Anthony Edwards. You know what I mean? Like, he can shoot, he can hit the mid-range, the guy can get to the basket, get fouled, and he's looking to dunk on you every chance he gets.
He's been awesome. I mean, he really has. And tonight, hey, go ahead.
You know what's good, Joe? I mean, the guy, the center, Bona. Bona's, I mean, he attacks everything.
Yeah,
man.
You know what? Their bigs have given them. Man. Yeah, their bigs have given them more than I expected this year outside Embiid, the young guys. Chuck, what's your guess for Hughes Clues?
I'm going to go with, somebody say Clint Eastwood.
That was not said yet. That's your guess?
No, that's a good guess, though.
Chuck,
that's my guess.
That's a fun one. Not it, though. We appreciate it. All right. We'll get back to all this. Let's hear Sirianni, though, on with the morning show today with Joe and John.
Joined by the Eagles head coach, Nick Sirianni. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning. And the answer to that is no, I wasn't, because I wasn't allowed to watch shows. I wasn't allowed to watch shows like that. I wasn't allowed to watch MTV. A lot of stuff.
Whoa.
A lot of
wow.
In my household.
Wait, were you allowed to eat sugared cereal?
That I was.
Okay.
It was more about what was going on, the TV.
On the tube.
I was allowed to watch sports, and the Nintendo games. I only was allowed to have sports games, so it was a lot of restrictions like that.
That's a funny restriction.
I was allowed to eat the Lucky Charms and stuff like that, yes.
Yeah.
That is strict.
Only right. Sports games, though.
By the way. I love my parents.
That's great. By the way, Nick, just as a quick aside, Seltzer. In here, who you talked to right before you came on the air. This is a true story. Unbelievably, was it your dad, James?
So this is a true story.
Let him watch Basic Instinct at the age of 9.
I was 9, Nick. Yes. I saw Terminator 2.
There's a difference.
I saw Terminator 2 in the theaters.
When I was 9.
Yeah, at 10. All right. So, yeah, very different upbringing.
Crazy. All right. So, Nick, congrats on the win. Congrats on 6-2 into the bye.
Let's get into some of this here. So, Jalen, last two games, I think clearly his two best of the season. He basically never turns the ball over. It strikes me like an MVP candidacy is being formed here. Do you feel that? I mean, I don't worry about MVP stuff after two, three, four games, but you get to halfway through the year, I think it's legitimate talk. Do you feel MVP candidacy for Jalen?
I think he's playing great football. I don't get wrapped up into that either, but I just get wrapped up into how we're playing and what we're doing and the things and how guys are being efficient. And I think Jalen's definitely that. I think Jalen has all the abilities he wins of being an MVP type player, and we love having him on our football team. And he's playing good football right now.
The offense, it's been the last 2 weeks, double the play action and almost three times the amount of plays under center, and the results have been so positive. Coach, why did it take until week 7 and 8 to get here?
You know, you're always looking for ways to continue to improve. We every time you go into a game, you're trying to find a way to win that game, and that doesn't mean moving forward it won't be different there either. You know, we try to find ways to win games, try to find ways to continue to get better. We've had a lot of success, being in the gun for the past 4 years mm-hmm. also. So, that's worked for us too. The main objective is to score points. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to be explosive. We're trying to protect the football. Obviously, this has worked for us the last couple of weeks. We'll continue to self-scout ourselves this week and figure out what the best plan is moving forward to try to put the players in positions to succeed. Obviously, though, like you said, this has worked the last couple of weeks.
Sure. What was the difference with the run game? Why did that finally pop on Sunday?
Yeah, I think we've been, I saw something that, when we were looking at, some stats from this week that we've had a bunch of 10-yard runs, but what we've had is some negative plays. I think we were able to eliminate some of the negatives. I think we only had one negative run in the game on Sunday. So we were able to eliminate some negatives, hit some explosives. Kevin did a good job of, calling some different things. You're able to do that when you're moving the ball and being efficient, and you're going to get more runs called. We got some more runs called because, we were efficient throughout the game, not putting ourselves behind the sticks. And the guys did a really good job of executing at a very high level. That's a good defensive front that was able to stop our run the last game. That's a really good defensive front. And our guys did a good job against a really good front, really good defense of taking advantage of the things that they were giving us.
How much do the guys enjoy when you get extra heavy? Fred Johnson gets in there, six offensive linemen. I know when we used to do that, guys would get pretty excited. Does this offensive line enjoy when they get extra husky?
Oh, you know what they do. You know football. they do. I think Fred is holding out hope that we're going to throw him a pass. That's probably not going to happen.
He is a tight end.
No, we'll make sure they stay honest on that stuff. The defense stays honest, but yeah, they get excited because Fred stepped in and has made a lot of plays for us and given us a lot of good games and reps throughout his course of his time here. And it's always about putting your best 11 on the field for what you're trying to accomplish in that particular moment. So in some of those moments, that's what we were trying to do with what we were, how we were attacking, and then there's moments that you want to put three receivers on the field and a fullback on the field. So it's everything calls for a little bit different. I know the guys get excited when Big 74 goes in there and reports and, he's done a good job there to date and done a good job here as an Eagle.
Nick Sirianni with us, as he is every Tuesday. Nick, let's talk about the Cam Scataboo situation in that moment. So when something like that happens and the game stops for a couple minutes, this wasn't one of those 10 or 15 minute stoppages, but it stopped. What is it like for you as a head coach? There's the human side for a person and then all your people reacting to it. But then, within 2 or 3 minutes, it's football time again. How do you balance the human and the almost insane of what pro football is and how you and the guys have to attack it?
Yeah, that's sports. And that happens in every sport. I remember we were playing a basketball game one time when I was in high school, and a guy kind of got flipped over and knocked all his teeth out in the front of his mouth. And it's the same thing. It happens. It's just what happens in sports, and you hate it because, you know, that's one thing you always think about before the game, you know, pray about before the game, keep everybody on this field safe. And, you know, in that moment, you take a knee, you say a little prayer. At least that's what I do. And then you make sure everyone's in the right mindset to move forward. You know, we had something like that with in 22, I believe, with Josh Sweat, too, if I recall. And, you know, there's always distractions that you have to, or ups and downs in a game that you have to recenter yourself and refocus. That's what you practice so much, is that mental toughness to be able to refocus regardless of what's going on in the game. But obviously, you know, prayers are up to Cam and his family, and because you never want to see anything like that happen. You know, I don't like looking at stuff like that. I don't know how you guys feel about that, but I got a really close look at it, and then kind of had to turn my head away, and then just recentering and going back to work, because you know they don't stop it. They don't stop the game. So, but you know, you never want to see anything like that. And I just thought, you know, really, really classy by our team, our fans, of, you know, giving them that support in a really tough moment. Because anyone knows that when you go through an injury in football, that is a, you know, I've been there. I had a couple significant injuries, and, you know, and it's tough because, you know, that it's tough because you always want to be out there with your brothers. You always want to be out there playing and competing. You realize how much you miss it in those moments. And so you just, you know, having gone through that, and John, I'm sure you have too.
Yeah.
You know, you always feel for those guys, and, you know, hopefully for a speedy recovery for him.
Another guy who came back from injury and then finally got a chance to play this last week, Nakobe Dean. How well did he play, and how does he inspire his teammates, Coach?
Yeah. I think I don't remember if I talked about it on here last week or with somebody else, but, you know, he made a play against the Vikings and really had a great knockback play. And you could just see the energy of everybody. He's a natural leader, that guys naturally want to follow. And it's great having him back out there. It's great having a linebacker room that you have flexibility with that can play multiple spots, because, you know, him, Zach, Jihad, man, what a great group. And not to mention, you know, Smile, who's been playing really good on special teams, excuse me. And also, you know, Trot, who's been playing really well on special teams. And so what a great group that is. And great to have Nakobe back, have the flexibility to play all those guys, because we're going to need them. And they give us a chance to win each week because of who they are and the players they are and the leaders they are. All those guys. I love how Zach Bond's obviously been. He's done such a great job as a leader as well. And then Jihad is just, man, energy at all times. This guy loves football. I love guys who love football. He loves football so much, and he does, and he's so committed to winning, and so committed to getting better. He works so hard. I love having him on the team too.
Nick, what is going on with AJ Brown? I know that's an open-ended question, but what is going on with him?
You know, obviously, I think what you're referring to is probably that, you know, a couple weeks ago, you know, that was a couple weeks ago. You know, it's been business as usual. Really excited to get him back on the field. You know, I've almost forgot about what happened a couple weeks ago. You know, just working on ways to get better. I know he wants to do everything he can do to get back out there. We're excited to be able to get him back. You can only judge things off your interactions and how they are in the building. And AJ has been great in the building. In my interactions, I'm always in communication with all our guys, you know, obviously AJ as well. And so looking forward to when he can get back. And I know he wants to get back out there and help us win football games.
Are there lessons from last year's ultra-successful bye week that you can apply at this bye week?
I think, yeah, somebody asked me yesterday in the media, like, is this the perfect time for a bye week? And I think the answer to that is, you know, whatever schedule you're given, you know, you got to make the most of it.
Yeah, you got to make that work.
You got to make it work. And so last year, game four, was our perfect time for a bye. And the year before that, it was, you know, all the years that we've had have been perfect times for the bye. I think what you do is, again, every situation and every schedule that you're given, you try to make the most of it. And I love our bye week process. We'll work our butts off this week as coaches to, you know, take advantage of those things, you know, fix things that need to be fixed, work on, you know, build on things that have been good, mesh things together that have been, you know, that have been successful, that can keep the defense and offense on their toes. Yeah, I think this is such an important, you know, it's setting you up for the rest of the year. And you really get a chance to really do a deep dive. And you do those, you know, but you do those things after short weeks too. You know, after a Thursday night game, we were able to spend some time on that, which was just 2 weeks ago, so we'll build off of some of those things. But it's so important that you use the time that you have and you have that commitment to and this will just to get better. And that's what our main focus is this week. I'm excited to go in there and talk to, you know, the offensive staff of what they've done so far and get in some of those meetings, the defensive staff and the special teams. I know Vic will be watching tape all weekend. You know, it's not, you know, he and Kevin will be watching tape all weekend and Clay will be watching tape all weekend. We can't get away from this, even though, you know, we go home and it's almost like if we go home, we spend our time with our families when we get to go home a little bit earlier. But I know every one of our coaches has got their computer like I had last night at the house and watching the game. And also, you know, I think what Tuesday you get some action, maybe on Wednesday, so you get to watch a little bit of football while you're watching some of your own football when you get home a little bit early. So it's hard to turn it off when you're 100 miles per hour every second of every day, like we are in the midst of the season.
Nick, do you give yourself and the coaches even one day truly off during the bye week, or is there literally not one day off?
Yeah, of course. We need, you know, as important as for players to rest. You know, I think we've learned so much about sleep and the importance of, you know, getting away and sleeping and all that, so your mind is functioning at a very high level. It's like, I think when I first got into the NFL, or shoot, when I first got into coaching, it was like a badge of honor to hey, how many hours did you sleep last night? Yeah, right.
Stay up all night, and that makes you a better coach.
Yeah, that's so not true. It doesn't. It's so not true. You know, it makes you dumber. So, you know, it's really important that you have some time. Just like the players need time to rest their bodies, our coaches need time to rest their minds. Like I said, though, like, you know, even the days that we'll have off, or, you know, nights that we'll have off, you know, we're still going to be, you know, our coaches, and, you know, I've been with a lot of them for a long time. I know Jason Michael always talks to me about, you know, how he likes to go home, have that conversation, and then just, you know, be watching a show with the, you know, with his family and while he's watching tape. So it's, we know how important this week is to really study, rest, all those different things. So all of them, everything, all those things can be true, and all those things are going to need to happen this week for us to have a productive week.
Nick, final thing here. You mentioned family. Let's talk about Friday night. The big question, what are you going to be for Halloween this year?
Well, you know, this might be the very first time. I was talking to my wife about that. You know, my oldest is 10, my youngest is 5. I think this is the first time I've ever been able to go trick-or-treating with them.
How cool. Yeah.
It's the best,
cool,
Nick.
Or how sad is that? I don't know.
You're going to have the best night ever, man. The best night ever.
Yeah. I'm really excited. Amazing. To be able to do that. You know, initially I thought, man, it kind of be cool to dress up as the apparently somebody showed me that the Chicago Blackhawks hockey player
yeah, buddy.
Dressed up as me. I guess we kind of look alike.
You look very similar.
A lot, yeah.
Maybe I'll dress up as him.
That's a good idea.
That would be hilarious. That's a great idea.
My go-to in those, I think I have a Spider-Man shirt that has a hood on it that kind of has a mask on it too. So maybe if I don't get that Blackhawks jersey, maybe I'll And I don't want to piss off any Flyers fans, so I probably will go away from that. And I'll wear the
That's a good idea.
I like how you workshopped that in your mind as you were talking.
Yeah, that was quick. Yeah, processing. That was good.
Very quick.
I got some sleep. That's why.
Critical.
Yeah. And Nick, with your extra time to do a little something different, check out Edgecombe if you get a chance, because I know you're a huge Hoops fan and this guy's legit. So enjoy the bye week.
I'll definitely do that.
Yeah, Nick, enjoy the bye week. Congratulations on an outstanding, you know, we'll call it first half, obviously 6-2, the old first half. Hope you and your family have a great Halloween, and we'll talk to you after your next game. Thank you, Nick.
There it was, Nick Sirianni with the morning show. Nick going to be, sounds like Spider-Man for Halloween this Friday. He's going trick-or-treating.
That's not a bad one.
I'm going trick-or-treating.
This is like the
most
fun.
You got your candy yet?
I ain't buying no candy.
Come on now.
But this is Friday night is going to be nice.
Yeah, well, Halloween
because
on Friday.
Because it's going to be all the grown folks wearing them costumes.
That's right. I'll be out in my alien costume. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone calls. We'll get another clue for Hughes Clues. $50 gift card to Klondike Kate's Restaurant Saloon on the line today. We'll get you a third clue. We'll be there, by the way, at Klondike Kate's on Thursday. Joining us next, Ross Tucker and all your phone calls as well. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
There you go, Hugh.
All right, that's that Elvis. Hey, dog, listen. This was Fat Elvis. I remember seeing this when on TV.
Fat Elvis?
Oh, he's still putting it down.
No
though,
question.
With the little cape and the little white outfit in Vegas. Didn't he have the longest residency in Vegas? I think he did.
That sounds like it's a real thing.
No, I'm saying I think he had the longest residency.
Oh, well.
Like he was there for like a while. But he was doing it big.
He did everything. He did it. It's our second Elvis we've played now in the span of 2 weeks here. Joining us next, our guy, we talk to him every Tuesday, Ross Tucker, host of the Ross Report, talking Eagles on social media, at Ross Tucker NFL, of course, also the NFL on CBS. Ross, how you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you guys?
I am awesome. Just, you know, got this Twitter beef over here, just trying to figure out what AJ trolling the media. No, I'm just trying to figure out what is the end game of trolling the media.
Ross, I don't know. Ross, what's your take on the AJ Brown situation? And really, let's ask you this way. If you're the Eagles, if you're Howie, would you listen to offers in the next week, or is this tabled no matter what until the offseason?
Well, I mean, A, you're talking to the wrong guy with me, and B, talking to the wrong guy with Howie. I think you listen to pretty much any offer. I mean, how do you not? You know, you're doing yourself a disservice if you don't listen. My guess and my sense is it never feels like the in-season trades bring as much as the off-season trades in March and April. And I was listening earlier, Joe, and I know you said, well, maybe you can get a better deal now. It just doesn't seem like that's the case. And now I don't have, you know, a million deals in front of me to back me up on that. But it feels like when teams are kind of setting their off-season priorities, whether it's the start of free agency or around the draft, feels like that's when you're able to get a better haul than during the season. You know, I mean, I'm sure there are people that would be interested in him. I'm sure there are people that have made calls. And I think the Eagles, especially after that performance on Sunday, would rightfully listen to people calling. But I just highly doubt it would get to the point where whatever someone was offering would be worth enough for the Eagles to do it now. Because that's just not a great message to send the locker room. You do that now, that's like the Phillies or one of these other teams, you know, not being active at the baseball trade deadline. You know, instead of going out and get another bat or another relief pitcher, you're selling. I don't think the Eagles want to send the message that they're sellers.
I think that's a fair point.
I can buy that.
The locker room stuff, there's two ways to view it, right? It's maybe it makes things calmer in the locker room, but your point is a good one. What message does it send to the other guys in the team about, you know, moving on from a good player?
You know, Ross, I'm kind of
Think about the message it sent to the Cowboys when they traded Parsons. I mean, think about what those guys, CeeDee Lamb and those guys, were saying on social media. And, you know, their defense is horrendous now. That would really surprise me. Someone would have to blow them away. And I don't think someone would blow them away during the season. Now, March and April, you know, that's a totally different situation, because then there's a lot of months between then and the season for the guys to get over it. And there's time for you to properly backfill with someone else at that position.
Right, you have the draft, right? You have free agency in the draft. Yeah,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Ross, I'm kind of curious. How did you see, when you saw the way the game played out yesterday, what did your eyes tell you about the offense? Why did they look so efficient to you?
Well, it was by far the best the offensive line had played. By far, which is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Toth really played well at center. Much better, by the way, than he did when he had to fill in against the Vikings the week before. You know, getting every rep as the center has really paid off. I give the Eagles so much credit, because Toth is kind of a guy like I was, and them bringing him back year after year, off and on for 7 years, it's paying off. But guys, that just doesn't happen. You know, like at some point you move on from a guy like that and you're like, okay, this guy's, I don't know what he's done. I think he's just that smart and that versatile, you know, having played at every position, that Stout just trusts him. But it certainly paid off in a major way on Sunday in that game. I thought Landon Dickerson played his best game of the year. I would also say, you know, they're doing a much better job schematically. I get so excited when they're under center. I like the extra offensive lineman stuff with Fred Johnson, because he's infinitely a better blocker than Calcaterra is. So I love the under center stuff. I like the play action off of it. You know, I give the Eagles a lot of credit. This is why it's such a week-to-week league. What you do in September isn't necessarily who you are. I do believe that they are figuring out what they're best at, what's going to work best for them, and that they're going to continue to do more of the under center stuff, whether it's the run game or the play action, the rest of the year, and really be dangerous doing so.
Russ, I'm glad you brought that up, because I think a lot of times when we talk about identity, it's really just in people's minds run or pass. But they looked different. Forget what they were doing, run or pass. It looked different in the last couple weeks, and you're mentioning it. Russ, do you expect more of that? Because they, you know, the Eagles the last few years, even when they were a run-based team last year, were really a three-wide shotgun, Saquon standing next to Jalen, and away they went. Sunday, and I mentioned earlier, I didn't mean it as a negative at all, just aesthetically, it looked more like 1990s, early 2000s football. They had six offensive linemen, two wide receivers, max protect play action. That's, we haven't seen that from the Eagles in a very long time. Do you think that's going to be more of what we see moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, you're talking to the wrong guy, Joe. That's the way the good Lord intended for the game to be played. I mean, no, but
that's Ross
Tucker
football right there.
Yeah, no, I do. You know what it is? And this is always a really interesting balance. And I talk with coaches about this all the time because, you know, you guys know I got two games this weekend. So you're balancing what the quarterback likes and is most comfortable with what might be most successful and or what is most advantageous for the team at that time. And I think if you are watching NFL football right now, the teams that are running the quarterback under center a lot, because everything is designed to take away these explosive plays, right? So the two deep safeties. So what's the most explosive plays you can get? Play action, middle of the field, after the linebackers step up. But think of it this way. If you're doing it out of the gun, they're not really stepping up that much. They see you put the ball in the running back's belly, but they're not. When it's under center, you don't know if Hurts is handing that off for like a full second. And you better be, Hugh can tell you, you better be coming downhill thinking it's run. Otherwise, you're going to be late. If they do hand it to Saquon, you are going to be late. So you have to take a couple steps downhill. Then you pull the ball and the tight ends. I mean, how many times is Devontae Smith open on those in-breaking dig routes? Goddard. I love what I'm seeing from the Eagles offense right now. I give Hurts a lot of credit. This is not what he did in high school or college or in the NFL so much. It might be a little bit out of his comfort zone, but he's handling it beautifully. And I think that he's, you know, if he had apprehension, Joe, I think the last two games hopefully have won him over.
I hope so, too. And I agree with you. He's done it well. I mean, that to me should be the easiest selling point to keep doing it. Like, Jalen, you're good at this. Let's keep doing it, and let's keep scoring points here. Ross, what did you see this past game and the previous few from Jalen Hurts? Because it feels to me like he's coming on. I thought that was the best game he's played in the NFL on Sunday. And, you know, as we get close to the trade deadline 1 week away and we're talking corner and edge, I'm feeling better about the edge group that we got going, especially with Nolan coming back, and BG will play in that next game. What'd you think of what Jalen Hurts did on Sunday?
Highly encouraging, because I got to tell you, he didn't do very much the first four or five games. And, you know, it wasn't being talked about because they won the first four games. And, you know, it wasn't like he was being exposed badly. But I was sitting there watching him thinking, man, I don't know. You know, this guy does not look like he did in the playoffs. And they put a lot into him. They really believed in him. Maybe he's not really a guy. You know, maybe he's not really what they thought he could be. But now the last couple games, he's been much better. And, you know, part of that might be it's his second year, okay? The guy was a safety at Cornell. Then he goes to Houston Christian, which changed to Houston Baptist, and plays edge rusher for like a year. I think just he needs more seat time, as they call it, right? He just needs more reps and snaps. Start of the year, that was by far the most he had ever had to play. And it was taking him a little bit of time to figure it out. I think he's figured it out now, which is gigantic. And I agree with you. I talked to you guys about this last week. I think cornerback two is way more important than edge rusher right now. You have Nolan Smith coming back. Uche's done some good things. Ojulari will come back. He's done some good things. Obviously, you have Jalen Hurts. Patrick Johnson hasn't been that bad. They just signed Brandon Graham. They're giving Jahad Campbell some more snaps off the edge, although they didn't really on Sunday. I was a little bit surprised by that. I thought he would get more off the edge, especially, I mean, he only played like 21 snaps. They played N'Kobe Dean more than Campbell off the ball at linebacker. I would have thought, okay, if N'Kobe's going to play more linebacker, because he sees it faster than Jahad does. You know, N'Kobe's not the athlete Jahad is, but he just sees it faster and gets downhill faster. I'm totally fine with those guys splitting reps at off-the-ball backer. I would like to see Jahad get some more reps off the edge in obvious passing downs.
Ross, last one for you, and I'm sure next week we'll touch more on it and kind of preview it. But your first thought on the Packers-Eagles 2 weeks, and I know Green Bay has a game in between, so injuries could play a part. But as it sits right now, and Hugh and I were going back and forth yesterday because we haven't seen an early line on the game yet. I think the Eagles are going to end up short underdogs in that game in Green Bay. Hugh thinks they'll be the favorite. Your first thought on Eagles-Packers, which is a big one, coming up in a couple weeks.
I would be very surprised if the Eagles are favored. Very surprised. Mm. The Packers are going to beat the Panthers on Sunday. I mean, the Packers are favored by double digits against the Panthers on Sunday. I'd be surprised if they don't beat them. And then home game, Lambeau Field, they're on a roll now after their bye week. I would think off the top of my head right now, Joe, Green Bay -2.5. Might end up being more than that. I'm going to be there calling the game for Westwood One with Kevin Harlan. I can't wait. Lambeau Field is amazing. Any Eagles fans, if you haven't been there, try to find a way to go. It's by far my favorite NFL stadium. Everything about it's incredible. And the interesting thing is, I was thinking about this earlier, Joe. Their first two games out of the bye are the Packers and the Lions in primetime.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If they win both, they are very much in the driver's seat to get the number one seed, which would be huge. If they lose both, that's probably unlikely. It's probably a pipe dream that they would lose both of those and then still rally to be the number one seed. Probably the most likely scenario is they split. And if they split, it feels like they're very much in a battle until week 18 to try to get that number one seed. The best thing they have going for them is they're in a bad division. You know, compared to the Seahawks and Rams and Niners, compared to the Lions and Packers, the Eagles have by far the easiest division, and they need to take advantage of that, get the number one seed, have an off week, and then have to just play two home games at the Link to get back to the bowl.
Without question. And the Packers and Lions are going to fight each other just to get to that number one in that, you know, that particular division. I agree with that. Ross, we appreciate hopping on. Enjoy your week. We'll be listening to your games over the weekend, and we'll talk next week.
Sounds great. See you guys.
There he goes.
Have a
Ross
good one.
Tucker with us. So he would listen on A.J. Brown trade offers there.
I think you would be foolish not to.
Yeah, of course. And that's why I think Howie will. You know, there was two reports this weekend, and either of them could have said how the Eagles will not even consider trading A.J. Brown. This is a dead topic. Nobody said that. All the reports were they're unlikely to. They're probably not going to. But, you know, if anyone brought a great trade offer, they'd pick up the phone. 215-592-9494. What was the Kyle a couple years ago? Remember the with the Sixers and Tyrese Maxey, lose our number? Remember that whole thing?
Brian Windhorst?
Like, we could have got one of those reports. Like, Eagles, A.J. Brown,
lose our number.
We didn't get a lose our number. I'm waiting for the lose our number report. All right, Hugh, before we go back to the phones, we haven't given away this prize. I mean, this is an indictment on you, obviously. So,
as always.
Yeah, let's get to a third clue.
Ain't that right.
$50 gift card to Klondike Kate's Restaurant Saloon in Newark, Delaware. We're going to be there Thursday doing a show from 10 to 2. Hugh, third clue for Hugh's Clues.
This iconic veteran was famous for kicking ass.
All right, why don't you roll through all three just so we can hear them together.
Okay, iconic veteran.
Iconic vet.
Career spans half a century.
Century, 50 years, yep.
Not a decade, century.
The decade's not that impressive.
Famous for kicking ass.
Famous for kicking ass. All right, there are your three clues for Hugh's Clues. Let's go to, let's grab Hollis in Swarthmore. What's up, Hollis?
Hollis,
turn your radio off, man.
I do appreciate Hollis listening to the show. I mean, that's nice, but we got to turn that down to talk. Joe is up on WIP. Hey, Joe.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, Joe, what's up?
Oh, I just had a thought to add regarding the whole AJ trade topic.
Mm-hmm. I would say he is on the table from my viewpoint. If it was just about football, I would say no way. But similar to what the previous caller said and everybody else is saying, seems like he just doesn't want to be here. And I was wondering, just adding this wrinkle to the whole thing, maybe it's the relationship between him and Jalen. You would think they're professionals. They could separate business and personal, but maybe they can't. And I see these other quarterbacks, they're all like, I'm on the same page, my receivers, we all want the same thing, like they're buddies. And I don't see that here. So maybe they'll never work out with these two together.
I think that is what it is. Because, Joe, it's not about winning, right? It's not about money. They just paid him last year. He's one of the highest paid receivers. They win all the time since he got here. I know it's probably a little bit about his numbers and putting up more stats, but he's had good stats here, right? I do think, Joe, there's a real chance it's just become untenable for whatever reason. And the weird part, Joe, is when he got here, it was touted how good of friends they are, right? Like Jalen's the godfather
of
his daughter.
Friends,
it's like the relationship has changed tremendously.
He's still the godfather, though.
You can't take that away.
I mean, it sounds like it's deep.
That feels a lot. Joe, yeah. It does feel bizarre. Joe, what's your guess for Hughes Clues?
Oh, I was going to go with Ice-T.
Ice-T. An interesting guess, but not it. Appreciate it. You can't take away godfather status, can you? Have you ever heard of that?
Is the way that they're beefing, you don't think it was on the table?
All right, so let's workshop this for a second. But let's say someone is the godfather of a child, right? Mm-hmm. And you want to strip them of that title. Do you then go give the title to someone new, or do they not have a godparent anymore?
They just don't have one, I guess.
The kid loses.
I don't know how that works. I've never been stripped of the title.
I never have either.
I don't know what that works.
I'm a godfather of one kid. I've held the title. I've never been taken away. Let's talk to Hollis, who's up on WIP. Hey, Hollis.
Hey, what's going on, Joe, Hugh,
what's
Kyle,
up,
and that lady? How you guys doing, man?
What's up, Hollis?
I'm a true fan. I work at Swarthmore College. I listen to you guys every day.
Oh, we appreciate that, man.
First of all, on the Sixers, mm-hmm, man, mm-hmm, that guy is magnificent, and I think he blends with Maxie perfectly. You guys talked about that first move, that move he made. I like that first one he made when he spread it himself and he laid it with his left hand. That was astronomical.
He is smooth, Hollis, isn't he? He's smooth.
Cool, man. I hope he be around for a while. God bless. And I want to hit you guys with this. Look, I'm 70 years old, guys. So I need some deference. You got to listen to me now.
Okay, I'm listening.
I was an educator, administrator, and a behavior specialist in special education. First of all, to skip off of that, Joe and Kyle, y'all got to be a little more patient with Hugh, because remember, Hugh forgot his medicine last week.
He did forget his medicine. Right? It's true.
Well, come on, he's a grown man. He needs to take his medicine.
Cupcake factory. He forgot the medicine this week.
Okay.
And it was Prevagen.
You forgetting your medicine, Hugh?
What is Prevagen? What is that?
Prevagen is a medication for your mind, for your memory.
No, I don't take that. I ain't there yet.
You forgot the date, dude. That was a joke. But anyway, Joe, this is where I feel about your boy, man. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, being that the profession I was in, I told my wife the other week, I said, honey, you know what? I just finally give up on this younger generation. I said, I got to realize that I'm older and things have changed. Especially when you go to social media and Twitter, I think it's ruined a lot of these people. I was going to, you know, when you called me the last time, I had my radio up, and I'm sorry, I apologize.
Oh, that's all right.
No, that's fine.
That caller that was before me, mm-hmm, he gave my sentiments exactly, man. I think the guy has something with Jalen, man, personally, and he doesn't know how to relate it. You know what I mean? So he goes on social media. They did that with Michael Parsons. That's what I had to tell you guys.
You heard him.
I've been Michael a Cowboy Parsons. Fan since 65.
Wow, so you lived through a lot of downtimes, too. I can respect that more, yeah.
All my friends are Eagles fans, and I was pulling for you guys. The first one I thought was an anomaly. The second one, the one you just got, is real. And I told my wife, she's an Eagle fan. I said, you guys should do it again this year. But I think the guy has problems, man, just relating to people personally. And so you jump on Twitter because then you're going to get some feeds and everybody going to listen to you there. But you got to go in that locker room.
Of course. Well, Hollis, you're right. That's what the kids do. It's a younger generation thing.
You got to go in that locker room tomorrow, man.
Yeah,
you
know what I mean? It caused the whole thing. All right, Hollis, what's your guess for Hughes Clues? Who's he talking about today?
Gomer Pyle.
Cole, is that a Colin Powell you said?
Gomer.
Gomer Powell.
Gomer Powell.
You never seen the show Gomer Powell?
No, I haven't.
He could sing. He was a singer, but I don't know about him kicking ass.
That
though.
Is not the answer, though. I heard Colin Powell. No, we had him earlier.
Gomer Powell.
Well, Hugh, first use clues in a while, and what do you know? Going into the 1 o'clock hour.
All I know is somebody got it. Somebody that listens to the show every day.
Yeah, but they don't.
But
have
they don't
it.
Call they in.
They
don't call
well,
in.
That's
but
their
they
problem.
Got it. Somebody got it. So I'm on the right track.
Okay. Well, we'll get back to everyone's phone calls in the 1 o'clock hour. Also, it is a Tuesday. We're coming up on 1 o'clock. You know what that means? We got to play Kiss the Baby.
Kiss the Baby.
All right. So this is where we try to eliminate another NFL team each week from the postseason with the purpose and goal of creating a perfect playoff field and your chance to win a prize by the end of the season if you participate on the caller's team right now. All right. 215-988-1258. Caller number two to 215-988-1258. You can participate today. We'll let you know what the other callers have taken, who you have available. Your chance to be entered for a prize at the end of the season. We'll play Kiss the Baby next. Your phone calls on the Birds. Would you consider an A.J. Brown trade? Is it even on the table? It is for me. And, of course, the Sixers. They are playing some good basketball. Edgecombe and Maxey and Embiid not part of it last night. 215-592-9494 for Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Fall is here, people, and you know what that means. That's comfort food and tailgates. Nothing brings the heat to your table like Hatfield Recipe Essentials Chorizo. Picture this. Some cheesy chorizo dip on your table or in a pot of hearty chili on those cool, crisp days. That sounds really good. With Hatfield, you're getting flavor you can trust because they put better care in every step for better pork on your plate. Find recipes at simplyhatfield.com. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Jonah Cameron, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.